You're listening to WMIE, Coco, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Coco Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Dr. Paul Esposito. I thank you for joining us here today, friends. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your day today as we're studying the Word of God, specifically the New Testament, verse by verse. We're in the book of Acts and have been for quite some time. For more on this ministry, I invite you to go to WGODradio.com. There's a link on there that says prior broadcast. You'll hear some 10 years worth of programs there. I am the general manager of a group of radio stations here in Florida on the air on WDZY in Virginia, and I'm trying to expand this program, WGOD, to have it on various places around the country here, and I appreciate you for tuning in today. I named this WGOD because if I owned a radio station, that's what I would call it, because God is always broadcasting 24/7. The question is, are you tuned in to His frequency? God's got a lot for you today. The word we're going to hear from God today is through the Apostle Paul with his early developments on what it means to be justified. Might be Monday before we get to that, because we're in the end of chapter 12 and chapter 13 of the book of Acts. Hope everyone has a wonderful weekend. And again, for more on this ministry, I gave you the website. You can go to WGOD Radio. These programs are uploaded on there. WGODradio.com is the website, and my Bible translation is available at majoritytext.com. Now let's get back into our study here in the book of Acts, chapter 13. There are other examples too. Now I'm working on this theme here of what this magi did here to turn people away from the faith. Think of a child who comes home from church and joyfully tells his parents or grandparents, "Oh, I received Jesus today." While their mother or father or grandmother tells them, "No, you're too young for that. Maybe in another 10 years or so, Johnny." Knowing what I know now about the origins of faith, what an evil thing to say to a child. Where does faith come from? God. And now you're going to tell them that they're too young? I've led two or three people under 7 years old to Christ. Anyone here ever know anyone under eight that's come to Jesus before? But you hear these stories. "Oh, no, you're much too young to make a decision like that." What an evil thing to say. Let's look at Paul's response to Bar-Jesus, which would be Saul's response to you, too, if you ever did that to a child. And that's a lot easier than Jesus' response to you if you ever did that to a child. Whose side are you on, anyway? Also, from this point on, Luke starts to refer to Saul as Paul. This is the first place his name changes. Chapter 13, verse 9.
Then Saul, who was also called Paul, filled with the Holy Spirit, looked intently at him and said, "Oh, you full of all deceit and all fraud, you son of the devil, you enemy of all righteousness, will you not cease perverting the straight ways of the Lord?" Think about that. Will you not cease perverting the straight ways of the Lord? Salvation is a straight and a narrow path. And because of false leaders, those in authority, they pervert that path and they cause it to divert every which way, but straight. Salvation is right to the cross of Jesus Christ, nothing else. Satan will try to divert you off of that path. There are many ways to get off that path. Some people lead you down here, say you got to give money to be saved. Some people lead you over there, say you got to be baptized to be saved. You got to jump through hoops to be saved. Those are all things designed to get you off the straight path to the Son of God, where all you need to do is receive him as Lord. All who call on the name of the Lord will be saved. That's the straight path to him and to eternal life. Wow, is he mad at Bar-Jesus here. Look at the great powers and miraculous signs and wonders that accompanied Peter and Paul. Verse 11, "Now indeed the hand of the Lord is upon you, and you will be blind, not seeing the sun for a time." And immediately a dark mist fell on him, and he went around seeking someone to lead him by the hand. Then the proconsul believed, I bet, when he saw what had been done, being astonished at the teaching of the Lord. Notice it was the hand of the Lord that made this man blind for a season. Don't ever forget, not all sickness and maladies come from Satan. And be rebuked. Some sickness comes from God. Let me make myself clear. Some sickness comes from God. Some sickness comes as a result of sin. We just took communion. What did I read to you? For this reason, many sleep and are sick, not discerning the Lord's body. And here's another one here. This is the second blindness. No, not only the second. This is the third blindness that's come from God now in the Bible. Paul, this man here, and the one we're talking about in Sunday school this morning. Right? John chapter 9. Who sinned that this man was born blind? Him or his parents? This is the third time now we've seen somebody blind, and it wasn't because of what the devil did. Don't believe that. God is sovereign. This is his universe. He rules it as he sees fit. There's always a reason behind what he does, though. You just got to trust him when you don't understand, right? Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. When you don't understand, trust God. Imagine this man born blind here in John chapter 9. They knew it was either his sin or the sins of his parents. And Jesus says, no, it wasn't. This man was born blind so that the glory of God would be revealed. And that's the truth. Paul was made blind so that he was going to learn that Jesus Christ is Lord. Remember, he called himself an insolent man. That word means he was violently arrogant. Paul was going to learn firsthand who the Lord was. Up next is, I believe, the first recorded sermon from the Apostle Paul. And this time they're in a different Antioch. Here they're in the Antioch in Pisidia. We're in Acts chapter 13. Start to read out of my New King James here. Acts 13:13. Now when Paul and his party set sail from Paphos, they came to Perga and Pamphylia. And John, departing from them, returned to Jerusalem. Now, it doesn't say much about this, but this was a bad thing that happened here. This was, he feared for his life and he fled. And it caused a big fight between Paul and Barnabas, and they ended up parting company because of this. So there's not much said here about it. You got to read another book to read more about it, where it says, John, departing from them, returned to Jerusalem. Verse 14. But when they departed from Perga, they came to Antioch in Pisidia and went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and sat down. And after the reading of the law and the prophets, the rulers of the synagogue sent to them, saying, Men and brethren, if you have any word of exhortation for the people, speak on. Then Paul stood up and motioned with his hand, said, Men of Israel, you who fear God, listen. The God of this people of Israel chose our fathers and exalted the people when they dwelt as strangers in the land of Egypt. And with an uplifted arm, he brought them out of it. And for a time of about 40 years, he put up with their ways in the wilderness. And when he had destroyed seven nations in the land of Canaan, he distributed their land to them by allotment. Who does this sound like now? Sounds like Stephen. Stephen did the same thing in chapter 7. Started going through Israel's history. Verse 20. And after that, he gave them judges for about 450 years until Samuel the prophet. Afterwards, they asked for a king. God gave them Saul, the son of Kish, a man of the tribe of Benjamin, for 40 years. And when he had removed him, he raised up David for them to be their king, to whom also he gave testimony and said, I have found David, the son of Jesse, a man after my own heart, who will do all my will. Boy, what a great testimony to have. Wouldn't you just love to have that testimony? I have found, fill in the blank, a man after my own heart, a man after my own heart, who would do all my will. Is that you? I don't have anything written down on this, but let's think about that. Is that you? Are you a man and a woman after God's own heart? Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness. They will be filled. Is that you? Do you love what God loves? Do you hate what God hates? God loves people. So much so that he sent his son down here to die on the cross for them. God demonstrates his own love towards you, and that while you're still sinner, Christ died for you. Is that you? And he hates sin. He hates lying. Do you love what God loves and hate what God hates? That's how you can be a person after God's own heart. Is one that wants to advance his kingdom here on earth. Is that you? I believe so. There's not a person in this church I go home and pray about, and you say, you know, so-and-so, they don't want to advance your kingdom here. I don't know anyone that fits those parameters.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time.